All right, go.
Hi, I'm Tammy Merrill, and today is Tuesday, the 30th of March.
And we are at...
It's not March, it's May.
No, it's March.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's April.
Oh, it's April.
Do we need to start over?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Actually, we're here in my studio. I also have a business at home, so I'm lucky, and I get to have... I get to be here where everything is.
Okay, so this interview is about Wilbur and your business. I have a few business questions for you.
Okay.
But this interview is about your dog, Wilbur, who plays a very important role in your life and in your business.
Yes, he does.
So, who is Wilbur?
Well, Wilbur is a 19-month-old beagle, and we adopted him. He was someone I waited for. Well, he's not a person, but he's my... I waited for him for many years for a beagle. And he's our little beagle. And then he hangs out in the studio with me for my with my business. So I was able to have him because I work here at home. And he is a big part of our company because he's become the logo. He's the face of our logo. And he's the face of my live videos. And he's just... For a scrapbooking company, everybody knows Wilbur is the scrapbooking beagle.
It's true.
It is. It's true. Okay. Yep.
How did you find Wilbur?
You know what? I think Wilbur kind of found us because beagles and beagle puppies that aren't... Because I didn't want a puppy from a puppy mill. It had to be a very a set family that was just having maybe one... litter with their beagles. I didn't want puppies from a lot of different litters because then you can run into health problems, especially when you're getting AKC registered. You want to have... So anyway, I just started looking, and the first time I looked, there he was. So I didn't think it was real. I found him on KSL, and he had just been born. And she had posted on the KSL website newborn pictures of these beagles, and so I contacted her, and I was the very first one to contact her, so I got to have first pick everything.
Wow.
And that's how I found him. Yeah, I looked for him for a while. I kept looking on different beagle sites, but there's a lot of breeders that breed over and over till there's health problems, and so I didn't want any of their puppies.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you chose like him out of all their puppies.
Well, what was funny is when we went to see Wilbur, we got a call when he was 4 weeks old to go pick him out. And I was like, I don't know if I want to pick out a puppy at 4 weeks. Their personalities, but they were all up and running when we got there. So we did a little video of the puppies. And actually, he was the only one out of the litter that didn't, he wasn't wrestling, he wasn't fighting. He was just doing his own thing while the other little puppies were all biting each other and screaming and crying. You know how puppies do. And one of the puppies had bit him, and he actually came running over because I was sitting on the floor and put his head on me. So I thought, oh, he's going to be our little fat beagle that won't cause any trouble. He'll be quiet. He'll be, you know, he'll be able to be in the studio with me. And so after we played with him for about an hour and he just kept hanging out with us, he was the one we picked.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, next question. Since you've been my grandma, you've had 8 dogs. I counted.
Has it been 8 dogs?
It's been 8 dogs.
Wow.
I've had 2.
Well, we have them from the time they're born till the time they mm-hmm. passed away. We've mm-hmm. been lucky.
Yeah.
We've been really lucky.
So, how come Wilbur gets all this, out of all your 8 dogs, like, your house is covered in Wilbur? How come he gets it?
I think it's his personality. And I think it's something that as a teenager, or you're almost a young adult, don't understand. You will one day. You'll have a family, you'll have kids, and they'll be gone. And you'll realize life is boring. After all of the excitement and the even though, you know, raising kids is sometimes has its trials, but you want something that's fun and exciting, and that's why I went for a puppy. And I'm a very big advocate of rescue. So getting a purebred is kind of against my... I've had one before, but she was kind of rescued too, my Dalmatian, but it was against my principles. But I've always wanted to be Beagle, and we couldn't find a rescue. We couldn't find a rescue. And so he moved in. 2 weeks later, he did not become that quiet little puppy we thought. He was the rambunctious Mr. Personality. In fact, we tease and say he's part little boy. He acts like a little boy. It's just his personality is so big and vibrant. How can you not take pictures of him? How can you not show him on the video? You know, things like that.
He's like a new child.
He is. And so we because of all his funny antics, and I was videotaping them because they were just unbelievably funny. Like, here he was, this little 8-pound puppy carrying his huge dog bed around. And I started putting it on Instagram and Facebook, and that's when I was getting recommendations. He needs his own Instagram. And so that's kind of how Wilbur became the spoiled beagle. And he gets so many things and his pictures taken, and he makes us happy. We just want to have him around us. Mm-hmm. So that's why he gets so much.
Okay.
Kind of like you when you were a baby.
Yeah. I'm still on your credit cards. Yeah. I swear, Wilbur.
You're still on my debit card.
If you get a Wilbur credit card instead of mine.
Maybe I will with your graduation pictures.
Oh, graduation pictures.
Yeah, because you got to have Wilbur in one of them.
Yeah, of course. Okay. All right. Based off estimation, how much have you spent on Wilbur-related decorations or items?
Does this include his health care?
No.
Oh, just Wilbur, like, decorations?
For yourself.
For myself? Oh. Yes. Okay, estimate. Let's see. There's the photo shoot.
Oh, yeah, the photo shoot.
Oh, yeah, he's had more than one photo shoot, professional.
The birthday one, the Christmas one.
Yep, he said his birthday and Christmas, and he'll have his 2-year. Well, as long as Grandpa doesn't hear it, probably $1,000 or more.
$1,000 or more.
Well, yeah, because there's also the merchandise.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Have you sold anything, like, is there anything on your website of, like, just Wilbur that you've, like, sold?
No, not yet, but we are working on that. Well, no, and I take that back, because he's also on our logo for the store.
Mm-hmm.
So everything we sell that is our company name has Wilbur on there. So basically, he's in our little logo.
It's funny.
Yeah, we are going to be making some merchandise.
Yeah. He doesn't even know how famous he is.
I think in a way he does. Because when we had him at a huge retreat here, and we had it here in Utah, and one of the main reasons we held it in Utah was so people could meet Wilbur, because they wanted to meet Wilbur, my customers.
Oh, my gosh.
So we held it here in Utah, and he seemed to know that these people were the ones who watched him, the customers. It was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. He loved walking around.
He did.
And running away.
Yes, and eating cookies. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So what inspired you to change your company logo so that it features Wilbur? Because it didn't have Wilbur before.
No.
It was like that little thing.
The flower.
Yeah.
He just had become such a big part. I would wake up in the morning and on social media, so it kind of shows you we're social media, not only has a bad rep, but it also has a good rep, because people that are elderly actually uses it. And when I say elderly, the 16 above crowd. But they would be asking what Wilbur is doing today. They were asking if I would post a video of Wilbur because they needed some happiness or sunshine in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Or their dogs would hear Wilbur howl. And so they wanted their dog to hear Wilbur, because maybe even their dog was being a little mopey. And I'm like, okay, well, this is odd at first.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, okay, I'll go ahead and make a movie. So I didn't have to make the movie. Wilbur would just be doing something funny every morning. And I would videotape it and put him on our page for our store. And that's just when I thought, you know, Wilbur is such a big part of what we do and the customers. And they love seeing him, that I went in and had a logo drawn of him on a bicycle holding balloons, because he signifies the happiness that we bring to people.
I love your new logo. So much better. It's so bright and cute.
It's cute. Yeah.
You've already answered this question. Does Wilbur help your business?
I think he does because people come to see what Wilbur's all about.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hear about Wilbur the Beagle because that's what he goes by on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And once they see Wilbur the Beagle, they've kind of associated me with Wilbur. And it's kind of funny. You want them to associate your business. But then they come to see what Wilbur's about, and then they see what my company's about.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, excuse me, and then they see how we've integrated him into just scrapbooking. And so then it has helped. Definitely.
Good. Okay. What kind of gifts have you received from Wilbur's fans?
Oh my gosh. Where do you want to start? Should we start with the toilet paper?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the whole story of the toilet paper?
Yeah, the toilet paper.
Well, one day I was filming for one of the scrapbook companies. I do live videos. And I hear I'm doing a live video, which my window has the back area where he goes to play, and I looked up, and he was just a puppy. In fact, he was maybe 6 or 7 months old, and I looked out back, and there was toilet paper roll in his mouth. And then he came back through the dog door somehow and was getting it out of the storage area, and I looked out back, and there was more toilet paper, and there was more, and I couldn't stop filming to go stop this because it was live. And all I did was start laughing.
So you had to just let it happen.
I had to let it happen, and I was just laughing. So I went out back, and after I saw the mass of toilet paper, massive amounts that he had torn up, was just thrown in the air, I filmed it. Big mistake. So I filmed it and put it on social media. Well, Wilbur started receiving cases of toilet paper within a week, every single day. We had a garage full of toilet paper. And then he started receiving Wilbur bucks. People were making fake dollar bills so Wilbur could go buy his own toilet paper and sending it to him. Wilbur then he was neutered. So he started receiving cases of tennis balls in the mail to replace what he lost from customers. Some I didn't even know, and some didn't even have names on it. They just started coming. People have made signs for Wilbur that a spoiled, rotten beagle lives here. I've had hand-painted ornaments on porcelain for Christmas. Christmas ornaments made and sent to me for him. Socks with Wilbur's picture on it. They get the picture off social media. They've made pictures. They've made plates. We received clothing. He has his wool jackets that he won't wear. He has embroidered scarves. That one right there with his name on it. And they've sent me matching scarves to go with his woodland scarves.
Blankets.
And blankets. Yep. He's received blankets, toys for many birthday gifts when he turned one. Squeaky toys, bones. He's spoiled really well.
He's very spoiled.
And pillows, yeah, pillows with his pictures on them. There's so many I don't even think I'm naming them all.
I don't know. I can't tell if some of the things are in here are gifts or what you bought of yourself.
Well, there was a lot of gifts. The pictures we bought, of course, after we had his photo studios. But, there's ornaments. Like I said, there's ornaments. There's just, decals for my car about a beagle. Mm-hmm. So I could put them on my car if I wanted. Yeah, there's a lot more than I can imagine.
That's so funny.
Or even mention.
Okay. Why did you make Wilbur his own Instagram account?
Oh, because he was overtaking my social media.
So he needed his own one.
He was, and at the urging of your mom, my daughter, Kara, my whole Facebook was just full of Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, maybe he just needs his own where I can post all about Wilbur. And what's funny is he's made friends with other beagles.
Oh.
There's one, Larry the Beagle. And he's really cute. He's a different, he's called a tick spot beagle. And he's out in Florida. Mm. And they've kind of become buddies. I don't know if it's really them or the parents, you know what I mean? He has his dad. And so he kind of watches the adventures of Larry the Beagle. I'm hoping maybe one day they'll have a reunion
yeah,
with some
fun.
Of his Instagram beagle
that
friends
be fun.
That would get all the beagles together.
It's like a puppy convention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a beagle convention.
Beagle convention.
Of Instagram friends.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Uh-huh. What is the most trouble Wilbur has ever gotten into?
Let's see.
Well, tell me a few things.
Tell you a few things? Well, the toilet paper.
Yeah, the toilet paper.
Oh, here's one thing that he got in trouble for. And we actually decided he needed a trainer.
Oh.
When we had a cat, he was old, so he passed away.
Was it Winston?
Yeah. He would watch Winston, and I had another cat, a calico, that would only drink out of the sink. So one day I walked in the bathroom and he was drinking out of the sink. And you ask how he got there? He watched the cat jump from the toilet to the sink. Well, he didn't stop this. And I'd go in and it'd be like, get off the toilet. I need to use it. He wouldn't move. But then he would just jump on the sink. And I'm like, okay, this is dangerous. And then we found him one day. He got in a lot of trouble because he took a plastic cup. He was running around the house with it, and I tried to get it back from him, and he wouldn't give it to me. So I took it away from him, got it in the dishwasher, went about doing something else, came back, and he's laying on the kitchen counter trying to push the dishwasher open to get the cup out. He's really smart, I got pictures of that. So, it might be in that book, too.
Okay.
So he was laying on the counter, and because he got in trouble. The jumping on the counter is naughty for people.
Now we have to pull the chairs away or else he'll get on the couch.
Actually, he's gotten better. We do put him back now. He's pretty good. And what else? Oh, he got in trouble because we found out he knows how to open the door.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to put a screen door on so that he can't get past it. No. The doorknobs that push down. And it's pretty hard to say that he really gets in trouble.
No.
Because what he does... It's naughty, but it was extremely smart when you think about it for a dog.
I mean, he's a puppy. He's going to do... I mean, he's fast asleep right now.
He's destroyed some of his beds.
What about your glasses?
Oh, no, he did get in trouble for that.
What happened?
Well, when brand new glasses, they were on my nightstand. I woke up the next morning and he had chewed my prescription glasses. And yes, he did get in trouble for that, and we kenneled him. He had to go into his kennel. He knew he was in a lot of trouble for that one, because that was very expensive. But I think isn't that the most expensive, destructive thing he may have done?
Stephen did tell me that when he lived here, he chewed up his headphones, but I don't know how expensive his headphones were.
Oh, he did. He chewed up some headphones. But he was just really, in his... Yeah, he wasn't even a year old, and so when you leave things around. But as for getting into trouble... No, because he has to be taught not to do those things.
Yeah.
But he has done those naughty things.
He's never, injured a person, really.
No,
in fact. He bites, but, it's just playful. Just kidding. He injured you. Yeah. No, he's actually bit me and, drawn blood.
He will. Yeah, because he's a puppy playing.
I'm comfortable with him, so I get a little rowdy with him. So if he bites me, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Because he's a dog, of course, he's going to bite.
Yeah, it's not a mean bite. It's just a... I'm playing with
sometimes
you.
It's mean.
Yeah,
sometimes
but the trainer, our trainer's helped with that.
Yeah.
So she's helped a lot with a lot of, and here's one thing that it was naughty because a dog needs a collar.
Mm-hmm.
And he refused to wear it.
Oh, yeah. He would go crazy.
He would not only go crazy, he'd whine, he'd scream, he'd cry. And it took us about 5 days to get a collar on him and so it stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was naughty.
So he's gone through puppy school. He graduated. There are pictures in the book.
He did graduate.
And on the Instagram.
But not with flying colors.
What's that? What do you mean?
Well,
he graduated just because you guys paid for it and did the program.
Well, he would do some things, but the problem with a beagle is their nose. And I couldn't keep him focused on the training at PetSmart because he can't keep his nose off the ground.
Yeah.
So he did have to go to personal training. One-on-one, which he did a lot better.
Was it held here?
It was held at the house so that he could learn to not jump on counters.
Mm-hmm.
And stay off the toilet. And stay off the kitchen sink. And to wear his collar.
Mm-hmm.
And not to bite. He did that. He graduated that really well. Yeah. He still does really well.
But
puppy school was to get him more orientated to being with other dogs, which he was really scared of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember we would go to the dog park and he would freak out over those huskies.
Yeah.
Man.
He's better now. We haven't been in a while, so we'll
I have wonder to if start everyone running. Will go back this summer. The same people.
I don't know. I know I've been going more in the morning with him when there's
really? Less people. You're going?
Oh, not yet. I mean, before the weather was bad. Yeah. So hopefully next month it'll dry out. We'll get him back to the puppy park and get him to acclimate again to his big friends so he's not scared.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big boob.
He has siblings and cousins. A cousin.
He does. And he does fight with his cousin. Mm-hmm. Hank.
Hank
is huge. But he's like a two-year-old. He doesn't want Hank to touch his toys.
Yeah.
When Hank touches his toys,
he'll get mad.
He gets mad.
Right. Last question. Would you consider Wilbur your best friend and why?
For best friend is a dog, yes. Mostly because he's my best friend because I enjoy being around him.
What do you guys do together?
mostly I just watch his funny antics, what he does. But we do, you know, when the weather's good, when it dries out, we go to the dog park together. Of course, we eat together because he's always right there beside me. We work together. He's in my studio with me.
All the time,
yeah. The dogs have their bed here.
Mm-hmm.
But not best friend as in a best friend. I mean, I love him. I love having him around. He's my little cuddle bug, but...
Oh, you sleep together?
Yeah, we got a king-size bed because Grandpa got tired of being kicked. So we have a king-size bed and then a pillow in between us because Wilbur... It's just like a two-year-old. He'll kick you and push you out of the way with his feet. So, yes, we did buy a king-size bed just because we got Wilbur the Beagle. And that way there's room for all of us.
Wait, that goes into your expenses.
Oh, yeah, it really should.
So how much is it now?
That is one of the expenses. So good, yeah, $2,000 to
$3,000. Oh, my God.
One thing, though, I didn't tell you about Wilbur... So I hope it's okay. It's off your question. When we got Wilbur, it was New Year's Eve. No, we got him Thanksgiving, and then New Year's Eve, we almost lost Wilbur because Wilbur had puppy bloat, which I really didn't know much about puppy bloat.
But I was here.
Oh, yeah. His tummy just kept growing bigger and bigger and bigger, so we had to get him up to the emergency vet so that they could get what was in his tummy out of his tummy, and that's when we found out. A pepperoni, one of those cheap things from the grocery store, had caused all of this puppy bloat. And so it would have killed him if we hadn't gotten him up there because the intestines and everything, he just would have blown up.
What happened there?
Well, they had him vomiting. We could hear him in the room, and he was crying and screaming. Yeah, I remember he was just, 8 weeks old? No, he's a little older than 8 weeks, but...
He was small.
Yeah, and they had to x-ray him, and we thought they were going to have to do surgery and get in there, but luckily he vomited everything out. They induced it, and then it was funny. They sent him home after they IV'd him and filled him full of fluid, so he was like a water puppy. His whole skin and everything was filled with water so that he could absorb the medicine and everything they gave him. But he turned out okay.
How long did it take for him to, like, fully be okay again?
Well, it was just a couple of days, but then we had to really watch what we feed him.
Yeah. No more pepperoni.
Oh, no more. No. No more of those inexpensive treats.
Now you get fancy treats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't include
organic,
the food of what I...
Organic
yeah.
treats.
Yeah, he gets organic treats. He has to have them because he's also allergic to beef.
Oh, he is?
Well, in some things, yeah. He will have... He has allergic reactions. So, yeah. So now we can add the cost of the food of having a beagle. So a beagle definitely is not for a young family that's trying to raise children that needs money for their kids.
Nope.
No, because he's... Yeah.
Okay. Anything else about Wilbur that you want to mention?
Oh, I could go on and on about it. People get sick of it. No, just that Wilbur is definitely a one-of-a-kind beagle. And he does require a lot of attention just because of his personality, I think. And he is high-strung. But we've been fortunate because beagles do like to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
You got lots of gates.
We do have lots of gates and security areas. Yeah. So I know that he can't run off because he's a scaredy cat, and yeah. things frighten him, and so he's not very streetwise, basically, because mm-hmm. he's been spoiled rotten.
He's never really been out.
No, he I've hasn't, walked other him than to, walking.
I've walked him, like, around the block.
You mean you carried him?
Yes. Yeah. And there is a husky over there that, when we were walking past it, he was, like, and, like, putting his ears up, and he
oh,
was,
really?
Like, yeah, he was, like, getting all territorial.
Territorial.
I don't think
scared.
He likes huskies.
I have another beagle mix that doesn't like huskies at all. For some reason, Bagel will attack huskies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but a husky comes near her, and she just totally freaks out.
It's weird. Huskies
it is.
Are so cute.
They are, but apparently there's something about the personality in a beagle.
I feel like they would have clashing personalities.
They do, and I think they're both very arrogant breeds.
Yeah.
Wilbur is an arrogant breed. He knows he's cute. So he knows he can get away with
things.
Huskies know
that they're fancy.
Well, one thing about Wilbur, my favorite thing, is when he wakes up in the morning. Again, I put him there with that childlike personality because he just stands right up. His little butt starts wiggling. It's like, I'm happy to see you.
Aww.
Good morning, you're awake.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, so just having him around has been really great where the house is not quiet anymore. Mm-hmm.
I could, every time I come here, I come here a lot. I'm here almost every day of the week, but every time I come here, he greets me the same mm-hmm. way. He first went to the door, he jumps on me, he's licking
yeah,
me,
he's so
happy. Excited. Yeah. And I've known him since you guys got him, too.
Well, you were there when we picked him up, remember?
Oh, that was
yeah.
so cute.
Yep. The day
oh,
we picked him up.
Oh, he fit right on my lap. Like, he fit here. Now he would take up my whole leg.
I know this is your interview, but let me ask you a question. When did you finally figure out, well, I know we told you older girls we were getting a beagle, or a puppy. So when you saw him, what did you think when you first saw him?
Oh, I was so excited even before you got him. I was like, I was so excited that you let me and Aaron go with mm-hmm. you to get him. And that whole day we spent it here. And then I remember mm-hmm.
playing with him.
And then I remember we went to like Starbucks or something and he was still on our lap and yeah. I was sleeping. And oh, he was just so adorable. And every time I came over here, he was the first thing I wanted to see.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was so
you know,
cute.
He's still the first thing. People walk
yeah.
in the door. Oh, it's Wilbur. Oh, that's one thing with the business because I do, it's an online business, but we have local. So people will be like, oh, no, I want to pick up my order. I'll be like, no, I'll bring it. And their first words out of their mouth is, no, we want to see Wilbur. We want to meet Wilbur. We got to see who Wilbur is in person, you know. Seeing Wilbur in person seems to be the highlight mm-hmm. of picking up their orders here
at
the house.
I feel lucky because I basically live with him.
Yeah.
And a lot of people only see him online.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see him pretty much every day. Huh.
Yeah, now this is his nap time in the morning. He gets up and he's quite playful. And then he does take a nap.
Good.
Yeah. He needs to recharge because he'll start up again this afternoon.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to show them my class, his Instagram. I'll tell them to follow
him. Wilbur the Beagle, yeah.
And then I'm going to bring the book and then I'll bring probably like another item. I don't know yet. We'll see. And then I would like a picture of your logo before and after. Do you have those on hand? Like, or anything? Or I could do it, I could take a picture of it online or something.
Yeah, I can get you one of the logos. We'll have, yeah, we'll go out into the warehouse and I'll grab you.
Okay. Okay. All right, that's it.
Okay.
Sweet.
Can we make enough time?
Yeah, 28 minutes.
Oh, she wants 40 minutes.